And now, the Goldbergs. A visitor from Mr. Edward Way's old world showed up at the Goldbergs in Lastonbury. Before he went to prison for a large-scale, almost magnificent fraud, Mr. Way was a very wealthy and respectable gentleman. Now with his record, no one in Lastonbury wants to have anything to do with him. But Way's old cook, Bertha Nolan, came up to see him, to offer him money and help. And her idea of Way is the exact opposite of the general one. It reveals the many depths in Way's character, but it doesn't justify what he did. Well, now, Molly's sitting with Bertha in the Goldberg living room.
Rosalie, darling, if you'll take Mrs. Nolan up to Tessa, she can refresh herself before she goes to the train.
If there's no train, I don't mind the bus.
Well, I'll communicate with the depot.
Thanks.
Right this way, Mrs. Nolan.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'll wait down here.
Surely. Personally, I just thought...
No, I'll just sit here and wait till it's time for me to go to the train.
Surely.
Thank you. There's only one thing I would ask for.
Yes?
Another cup of tea.
Oh, mine. Rosalie, still Mrs. Nolan?
All right, ma'am.
Where did Mr. Way go, Mrs. Goldberg?
He went to see the bus schedule. See, he wants to see if the bus and the train and see whichever reaches his team. He went to the village for that purpose.
Poor, poor man.
Would you like lemon in your
tea? Oh, cream, dearie. Cream, dearie.
Oh, dear, the poor man. Perhaps it wasn't too delicate in me to come to see him in trying to forget the past and me bringing his life back to him.
Well... That's all right, you came, so you're here, and I'm sure that Mr. Way was very glad and very happy to see you. Rosalie, ask Pop if he wants to swallow a cup.
All right, Mom.
I'll call the station.
Mrs. I'm a bad one at remembering. I can't remember my name. Just,
Goldberg. Goldberg. G-O-L-D-B-R-G. Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Yes.
From the looks of things, I can tell you've been very kind to Mr. Way. I've got a quick eye and a knowing eye. That's why I'm going to ask you to do something for me.
Yes.
Mr. Way is going to need more money than he's got. I know it. And he wouldn't take it from me. But I'll feel a good deal better if I know it's someplace where he can put his hand to it when he needs.
You call me, Molly?
Yes, dear. Yes, I... Mrs. Nolan is leaving soon, and I thought maybe you would like to swallow a cup with her.
Why not? What train are you, starting on, Miss Nolan?
We didn't made up the time yet. I'll call up the depot and find out. Mrs. Nolan, will you tell Mr. Goldberg what you just told
me? Yes, I will. Well, I was just telling Mrs. Goldberg.
Hello?
You've all been very, very kind to Mr. Way.
Well, do unto others, and you won't be undone.
Yes.
That's the golden rule. And there's nothing yet come along to take its place.
Excuse me, Mr. Goldberg. The depot. Excuse me, just one minute. Can you put it on that here? What is the next train to New York, please? Yes, 4:18. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. 4:18 is the next train. You have at least a half an hour. Well, Rosalie, why do you take so much advance on the train? I'm all right, Mom. When you're carrying a tray, dearie, don't spill it.
Hold your red eye and the load will be easier.
That's true of everything.
Yes, indeed. Where I was staying, Mr. Goldberg, I can see you people have been very kind to Mr. Way, and you follow the golden rule that I follow myself. Well, I came here to give Mr. Way some money. It was money that he gave me when he had more than he needed. I saved it, but now that my son is doing so well, I don't need this money anymore. And since it was Mr. Way who put me boy through college, well, I think it's only right and fitting that I give him, Mr. Way, I mean, the money when he needs it. They stripped him to the bone every penny.
That's very nice of you, Mrs. Nolan.
Only Mr. Way won't take it. And so I thought you would kind of hold on to it for him till he needs it. You could tell him about being here and so on, if you see what I mean.
It's entirely up to you, Molly.
Well, entirely up to me. I mean, I think that I should talk it over with Oriane. Oriane is the woman that is in partnership with Mr. Way in the chicken business now.
Yes, Rosalie?
Can I see your
excuse me, please.
I've got $1,000.
I've got $1,000 here with me, Mrs. Goldberg.
But I mean you hardly even know me.
There's nothing to me to know, Mrs. Goldberg. You've been kind to a man and everyone is treated like dirt. That's all I ask to know.
Well, thank you very much, sir. But if you'll excuse me, I'll discuss the situation with Mr. Goldberg. You see, it's a great responsibility, $1,000. And if you'll excuse me, I'll just discuss it with Mr. Goldberg. Drink your tea before it gets cold. If you want me to warm you up again, just tell me and I will. I'll be back shortly.
Hello, Doggy. Hello, want a cookie here? Yes. Here. Thank you, Doggy.
Oh. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Is Mrs. Goldberg in?
She'll be right down.
Oh. Oh, yes, I'll take it.
Is that you, Dr. Glazer?
Yes, that's right, Mrs. Goldberg.
Can I call my
examiner? Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Hello. Oh. Oh, R.A.N. Yes? Yes, this is Dr. Tater. Where are you? Oh. There you are. How is the little chicken business coming along? I'm glad to hear it. Hmm? No, no, she isn't at the moment. Any method? Oh, I see. Well, if I see Mr. Goldberg, I'll tell her to convey your message to Mr. Way. How does it feel to be partners with an ex-millionaire, Ollie Ann? Hmm? Uh-huh. Pleasant. Hmm. It's too bad that all he has left is his past and a bad disposition. Hello. Hello. Oh, well.
Some people are blind fools.
What? What's that?
I mean a remark, so to speak, that some people are blind fools.
Oh, I quite agree with you.
And some are smart aleck fools.
Are you talking to me?
I'm merely expressing an opinion.
Oh, certainly, see.
The worst fool of all is a man that hasn't pity in his heart for his fellow man.
Mm, an admirable thought.
And an educated fool runs in a close second.
Yes, yes.
And you're all of them.
What?
I urge you. I'm sitting here and I urge you.
You heard me what?
Don't try to deny it, you evil-mouthed, hard-hearted, blind fool of a man.
Have I offended you in any way?
Offended me? You're the man. How could you offend me? You being so small, you couldn't touch the enemy stood with your hands stretched high to heaven. The shame. The sin of it and the shame. But God, Leah, and God will punish you. You and all the others have got no pity for the next one.
Are you really talking to me?
And who do you think I'm talking to, the devil? Calling Mr. Y those names. Sounding sarcastic and cruel to a man who has just been released from 3 long years in prison. He was the best man in the world. The kindest and the sweetest toy. It wasn't charity or a house or a place he didn't have. He never said no.
I do his wife?
Heaven forbid it, no. I'm his old cook.
Well, I'm awfully sorry. I didn't
mean... No, you didn't mean it, but you said it. I hope you have to sit in prison someday for the mistake you make, and I hope the world is as wicked and cruel to you as they've been to him.
Really? I didn't intend to hurt your feelings.
My feelings? My feelings aren't hurt, but you said Mr. Wilde was...
Apologize.
Oh, it's you and people like you who make the world what it is today. Always being smarter than the next one. Always thinking of yourself first. Easy with the hard word and the wicked deed. Easy with the heavy hand.
I said excuse me.
Oh, I'll excuse you. And Mr. Wilde, excuse you. But I don't know if God will.
Of course, Mrs. Nolan doesn't know that Dr. Tater isn't being hard-hearted, only jealous. But she gave him what for out of her devotion to the man who treated her so well. But of course, the man who defrauded so many thousands of people has another side which Mrs. Nolan doesn't know.